This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Storms got you to sleep last night, and that intro music got you right where you needed to be this morning on a Wednesday. Nice Wednesday morning. Glad to have you. We're one day closer to that NFL draft, which is insane. I do have a really good question for you later on. I know you can see it in the rundown if you scroll down, but Mac and I were kind of throwing back some ideas this morning because something hit me on the way here. It wasn't one of those helicopter things. By the way, I know I'm going to sound old and annoying, and I don't know if, like, maybe, maybe I've gotten to the point where I've gotten to this age in my life. Woke up this morning, entire car.
What are you, Tony Soprano? Woke up this morning.
I wish. But, yeah, I woke up this morning, I look outside, and those, like, helicopter things.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Everywhere. All over my car, all over the yard, all over my sidewalk leading to my door, and then I'm driving down Knoll, and it looks like the scene in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
How the stadium site look? Good?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go that far.
Oh, you didn't go that far south? Okay.
No. And the whole road's covered in them. So are these things, like, always in this abundance, and I just never noticed? Or because I was a kid, like, to get handfuls of them and throw them in the air and yell helicopter.
Helicopter.
Which now when you get older, if you put your hands in the air and yell helicopter, it means something completely different.
And that's scary.
Yeah. You do that behind closed doors with your significant other.
Or on the beach in North Carolina.
Is that what Bill's doing?
I look like it.
And I don't know, man. Like, is this like locusts? Like, every 12 years there comes a mass, like,
exactly,
exodus of them?
No, I think we're at a point now where I've realized it over the last week, too. I'm like, where are all these things coming from? And then I realized my neighbor's tree. So I've been spending a lot of time during the day trying to blow them back into the neighbor's yard. Because I don't want those things. Because what they do is they get into the ground, and then I spend my summers ripping up saplings and pulling up trees and pulling up all these baby oak trees that are starting to grow because we have all of these things that are going around. But no, I'm with you. I don't think it's an old man thing. I think it's just an observation. Like, there seems to be a lot more of these things that are out there today than there ever have been before. They're all over the house. They're all over the outside. They're all over the car. They're all over everything. And I said to you guys before, I don't know if it's like an every other year thing or whatnot. Like, when I was living in Texas, pecan trees only put out nuts every other year. And so one year you'd have a really great crop of pecans. The next year, not so much. And so, you know, the locusts come, what, every 17 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're probably due for another locust attack here before long. But, you know, those things are everywhere, man. I don't think it's an old man conversation. I'm constantly vacuuming the inside of the house to get all these things out of here. And I'm trying to blow them back into my neighbor's yard where they're coming from.
Like, getting my doormat and, like, whipping it outside the slide
door. It's
dogs
everywhere.
Are bringing it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're everywhere right now. So, yeah, you just got to be careful not to let them grow into trees because then it'll ruin your lawn.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that. All right.
Terrible.
Well, that stinks.
Like, I bet when we get out of here and go to our cars, there will still be at least 40 helicopters stuck to my damn Buick.
Mm-hmm.
I drive everywhere. A Dodge Stratus. I don't get it. On the golf course yesterday, all of the greens, not that it mattered for me. Not that
that'll really screw up your putting line.
I could probably use it. But I mean, good Lord.
Can you take a blower out there on the golf course and blow your line away, you know, like that, so you can have a clear line? Like, is that legal? Like, could you see Tiger doing something like that?
Well, and I'm not rich enough to play like on like really, really nice courses where other people then great life buy them. So I've thought about this, and I don't know if that's like a text line question for like when everybody wakes up. But I thought about buying like a little portable leaf blower.
Yeah, they've got like small ones like for your car and stuff like that, you know?
Especially like in the like early fall when the leaves start to fall and they don't go out there and like manicure the course and then like you lose your golf ball, but you know you just drifted barely into the rough.
Mm-hmm.
Just see like the other guy goes to his ball and I'm over on the other side of the fairway just like...
Right. I'm sure somebody would complain that you're making a lot of noise out there with that kind of stuff.
100%.
So,
those guys still exist on the course.
Oh,
me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Max sent a video yesterday. I guess Momo sent it to him because it was a couple days late. So, you know, some of the elderly get stuff, you know, days late and whatnot.
That guy...
Guys rolling on the golf course with others because he's not playing fast enough. Like I understand the frustration on the golf course. It's part of the reason why I gave it up too, because you have to deal with others, and I'm not great at dealing with others in those type of situations and whatnot. Like, continue the pace of play, man. This is a society we're in. You've got to continue that pace of play. And if you don't do it, then you deserve to get your ass kicked. And so what if you get beat up in front of your wife?
Well, it's like, dude, that guy got popped.
I mean, big time popped, yeah.
Shirtless and then walked the other direction. If you missed the reference that we're bringing up, so there was a video, and I think it was in British Columbia. It was definitely across the pond.
Yes.
And no, British Columbia is north of here in Vancouver, so that's Canada.
Sorry. Still waking up. In Britain is where this happened. And the guy was slow playing.
Oh, in Britain they play that way too? I thought they were all very proper over there on the golf course.
And Louis says we do it in Lawson, carry a small electric blower. Thanks, Louis. So I can't. Louis's my source. I can do it. But no, guy's playing slow. Guy behind was like, hey, man, can we play through? Guy that's playing slow gets attitude. It then leads to this thing. This guy, like, squares up and is like, do you want to keep running your mouth? He keeps running his mouth. Well, boom. And then his wife gets out of her car, puts her, you know, seltzer down. What are you doing? Don't hit somebody in the face. You do and they don't stop. Like, that. But that's the thing is, like, there's a fine line of etiquette and annoyance on a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have two guys and the group in front of you has four, you get to a point where you get the same tee box. Hey, guys, go ahead and hit through.
You just let thank them you. Go through,
yeah,
right?
You. Yeah. Okay, I was going to ask. Same thing as disc golf. Yep.
Right. Yeah, just play let through. The people go through. Yeah, it's not that hard.
A lot
or
of
you have to do the, like,
rules.
Hey, could we play through? You have to cut, like, the whole thing.
And if you
awkward.
Have to do that, then the group in front of you probably know is going to be, you know, whatever. And then, like I was telling you guys, what happened early on in the season of golf, we went out to Hoots Hollow, me and my buddy Mike, and all of a sudden we're on the 18th green, and he's like, I smell some, like, you know, cabbage. And I'm like, yeah, I hear cabbage. And the guy behind us had, like, drove his cart from 16 to 17th tee box and just started ripping this guy a new ass. It was just like, who do you think you are, tough guy? Tough guy? I'll end you. Like, literally, stuff like that. I was getting ready to fight him because the guy in front of him was slow playing, and the guy behind him didn't like it. And instead of being cordial and respectful, they just started barking at each other from back and forth. And then finally they met at a point. And they had a discussion, and it wasn't lovely.
Yeah, it goes like from 0 to 100 with golf bros, man.
Which I've
like,
never understood. Guys that are clubhouse like managers, grouchiest men you'll ever meet in your life. Hi, how you doing? Yeah.
Well, they're dealing with the general public every day too, and I think if you're in a field, no matter where you are, like the DMV or a waiter, or, you know, somebody like that has to deal with the public every day, you probably go in with your dukes up already. I mean, you probably did days when you were working at the barbecue joint, right? Where you probably went with your dukes up, like, all right, I had a bad day yesterday, man. I'm tired of dealing with these people.
In,
you know,
I just went in numb 95% of the time.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
Sorry, I mean, Robin, but you knew that.
But you're dealing with these people. You're dealing with humans. You're dealing with people, for God's sakes, all the time.
You're retired and play free golf and answer a phone.
Yeah, but still, you're dealing with humans, and everybody's an ass, and everybody comes in there and they think they're the only ones complaining about something or the only ones that want this. And eventually you just get to that point where you're like, I just can't handle this anymore. And I'm done. Yeah. I don't really care about your problems
because
anymore,
most
man.
Of the time when you call a clubhouse, it's, hey, how you doing today? Great. How are you? Okay. Yeah. I was wondering if I get a tea time
did
in
the
afternoon.
Check the internet.
Yeah. I was wondering if I get a tea time in the afternoon around 1 o'clock. I got 1:15. How many? Okay.
Yeah. Four. Oh, yeah. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, it's common courtesy. If you see a twosome come up behind you, get the hell out of the way if you're a foursome. It's not that hard. It's not that big a deal. Jeez, it's an extra 2 minutes on your day or something like that. Don't get out there and try to throw down with people.
These situations barely happen.
Of course.
Most of the time you go out, like yesterday, went out to the course, was in a group of three, played fine. It was totally nothing.
No fights on the course yesterday?
No,
wow, how about that?
Yep.
I wonder if it's like those stadium fights, though, where they've been going on for years, but now we all have cell phones, so everybody's seeing them. You know, and I think that's ultimately what it comes to, is that everybody has a cell phone, and if somebody's making a fool of themselves anywhere, somebody's taking out that phone, and they're videotaping that, and they're trying to get clicks on social media, because that's what we do today, right? That's exactly what we do, is try to find ways to get clout and get, you know, love and get likes and all this kind of stuff. A fight on the golf course with a fat guy with no shirt. And his wife, like, that's going to get a lot of clicks on the internet. People are going to view on that kind of stuff. That's just what we do, you know, as a society. We love to watch a train wreck. We love to watch a car wreck. We love to watch a fire, you know. That's why you look at the news, like house fire. That affects nobody, but we're all watching it because, ooh, pretty colors. It's on fire. It affects one family in this whole thing. Yeah, that guy. So we like the train wrecks. It's why we like the Dallas Cowboys at times or the Cleveland Browns or whoever, like these teams that constantly just fall flat on their face. We love it. It's a train wreck. It's fun. It's human nature, man. That's just what we do as human beings, you know, taking, you know, joy in the happiness of others and watching this guy get his ass beat on the golf course in front of his wife was pretty special yesterday.
From the 785, boy, you aren't selling me and starting golf, LOL. Worst sales pitch ever.
Right. Yeah. And I'm out. I'm no longer involved in the golf.
Golf
right?
is awesome. It is fun. There is just a small percentage of guys that go out there and think they are Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, all these pro golfers, they're going to shoot 72.
Yeah, you can't do
and
that.
And they just don't. Or, you know, Larry in a walking boot comes out and says he had five putts of over 25 feet and he shot 75. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you
it's
did
like
not.
Like the Chris Farley saying, yeah, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, you can imagine how cool it'd be. Yeah, no, you didn't.
Like, I had sex with Veronica Vaughn. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Yeah, well, I know
it could have been. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, golf is fun. It's enjoyable. It's relaxing. It's peaceful. I love it. Go play it. Have fun with it. Just. There will be. It's just like in everything. There's those guys in slow pitch softball.
Oh, the softball guy.
I mean, you know
that guy. He wears number 69.
Of course. Has a good tee.
He's ready to fight at second base.
Has the baseball pants.
Yeah.
Wears the gloves.
Yeah, definite goatee. There's no question about that.
How's the elbow guard on?
Yeah.
Throw it down the middle. I dare you. I have to. It's slow pitch softball, Craig. You guys are out of home runs. You hit them all in the first inning. Doesn't matter. We're practicing.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That guy.
Are you guys brothers with Jay Binkley?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I tweeted a picture yesterday from Super 70 Sports, retweeted it, and it was like a softball team from the 80s, and it was hysterical. It was like, and I guarantee you there's 11 divorces in this picture right about now.
Boy.
Like, go back and look at it on X, formerly Twitter. It was from yesterday, so you can find it rather quickly, but it's all these guys in like jorts and mustaches and perms and cigs, and I mean, like, it's the whole picture of what softball guy was like in the 70s and 80s, and then I guarantee you there's 11 divorces in this picture as well, because that softball guy too, going out to the softball field, he'll play three games in the next 4 hours and, you know, drink a ton of beer and then pass out at second base. Fine, go enjoy yourself, man.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came back to the door yesterday three times.
Oh my gosh, the sales
the
guy.
The same guy came back three times yesterday.
Yeah, he might have something.
202, 232, and then 315. I'm walking out to go get the kids at school, and I'm like, all right, we're not interested. You've got to go.
Oh, my.
He proceeds to tell me, he goes, you've got many wasp nests growing on your house. And we don't. I said, that's fine. I'm not interested, man. Like, you got to go. Three more times yesterday. Eight times in a span of 24 hours, this guy's knocking on the door trying to sell me something.
Did you get the feeling that maybe there's something off?
I don't know him anymore,
maybe.
Man. It doesn't matter.
Three times in an hour.
Your boss has got to tell you got to stop doing that, man. He probably got an order from his boss that you go to every single house and you either get a yes or no actual answer from somebody and you can't come home until you do so. Who's out till 9 o'clock at night knocking on doors trying to sell stuff?
I mean, he's just trying to stop wasps, man. Wasps and mosquitoes, two most pointless things in the world. I mean, he
the
just
worst.
He just tried to help. He just might have a little little issue.
His I hope he doesn't come back today.
If he does, maybe bring him inside.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe sit down. Maybe sit down with him and be like, "Hey, man, are you okay? Like, is everything fine?" Because like 8 times, and we've said no 8 times. Like, there's something that might need to have a conversation.
Oh no, I'm not gonna glass have a conversation.
Of water. You know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean,
yeah.
Are we going to get to talk about the Royals? Or we want to wait? We got a big draft coming up. Let's talk a little bit more draft. Yeah. Okay.